Cam, a big thank you for joining us. They often say that championship winning teams can dig out results when they're not playing as well as they normally do. I mean, that was very much the case this afternoon, I thought.
Yeah, I thought we started off slow. It took us a while to get into the game. Second half, we applied a bit more pressure. And I think we personally got out of jail a little bit today with a last-minute winner. But that being said, it's not coincidental that we keep scoring late on and we pile on the pressure, and we've seen a bit of reward from it in the past two league games.
All that said, I mean, you know, we could talk about the performance, but they were top of the league. Given the fact we had that long away, we had a couple of players out missing today, got to be happy with the outcome.
Yeah, always looking for the 3 points in the league. We've got a few key players missing for various reasons. Some new players have not come in and played before together, so it was a little bit of a nervy start, and with the wind as well, it played a bit of a factor, but another 3 points. Not the most convincing win, however, it is something to build upon towards the next week.
I just caught a little word with Kirsty on the way out. The obvious question was, did you mean it? And she says, yes. So she belted it.
Yeah, I think it's one of them where she might have seen something and gone for it, and sometimes it's completely off, and sometimes it works for you. So I think she must have seen something and trying to go on for it, and some can class it as luck, some can class it as a bit of awareness, but it's gone our way again today.
I hate to repeat some of the questions I've asked you in the past, but Jordan Bailey, again, ran her socks off today.
Yeah, I think she's been magnificent, and I think the opposition have voted for her as player of the game. She's one of them, she will not stop running, and she puts on pressure constantly. And to be fair, I think when she took a tumble in the first or second half, she was playing with one eye and it's already bruised up and it looks pretty bad. So she's done unbelievably well to play with one eye as well.
There was it looked like a nasty challenge from where I was. Admittedly, I'm 4 miles away on the balcony, but the tackle on Maxie Smith, how is she?
Yeah, she's had to come off as precautionary measure, but her ankle doesn't look too good. She's on crutches at the moment. She's going to get it checked out, but hopefully it's just a bad sprain and nothing more, because she's a pivotal part of the team. We can just assess it and see how it goes and then take it from there. And it depends on the swelling as well. If it swells up quite a bit, it takes a lot longer to assess the injury. So fingers crossed it's nothing too serious.
And obviously the unbeaten run continues, and hopefully that will continue next week. Coming up is the big game against Charlie. What's your thoughts on that game coming up this weekend?
Yeah, plenty of momentum to take into us next week, and it's another challenge against somebody in the league above. But for us, we don't change our style and our approach for anyone. We didn't change our style for Leeds United in pre-season. We didn't change our style for Huddersfield Town. And we won't for Charlie. We will play how we always want to play, and we will look to dominate the game. So it's an exciting challenge for us.